This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting of NDA chief ministers and deputy chief ministers in New Delhi. Union ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh and JP Nadda were also present in the meeting. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu, Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Manjhi, Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav, Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta were among those who attended the meeting. Home Minister Amit Shah today said that around 10,500 youths, erstwhile belonging to extremist organizations of the Northeast, have surrendered their weapons since 2014 and joined the mainstream. The Home Minister said this while addressing the Unity Utsav, One Voice, One Nation, organized by Assam Rifles in collaboration with the Northeast Association for Social Welfare in New Delhi.
नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार ने दो कदम आगे बढ़कर सारे युवाओं को विश्वास दिलाया आपके लिए ढेर सारी अपॉर्चुनिटीज पड़ी हैं आइए मेनस्ट्रीम में आइए और आज भी मैं यहां से अपील करना चाहता हूं जो बचे खुचे हथियारी ग्रुप हैं उनको मैं अपील करना चाहता हूं हथियार डालिए और मेनस्ट्रीम में आइए आपका भारत की विकास यात्रा में स्वागत है.
Mr. Shah emphasized that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given a new dimension to the identity of the Northeast in the whole of India by establishing it as Ashtalakshmi.
केंद्र सरकार ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट के लिए ढेर सारे बजेटरी प्रोविजन सैकड़ों की संख्या में बढ़ाए हैं. तीन गुना चार गुना बजट नॉर्थ ईस्ट के लिए दिया है और 2027 तक नॉर्थ ईस्ट के आठों राज्य रेलवे और एयर कनेक्टिविटी से दिल्ली के साथ जुड़ जाएंगे. इसका पूरा प्लानिंग हो चुका है. रोड कनेक्टिविटी और एरियल कनेक्टिविटी भी पूरे नॉर्थ ईस्ट के हर तहसील तक हम पहुंचा पाएंगे इसका हमें विश्वास.
Mr. Shah added that from economic and cultural development to sports education, agriculture and entrepreneurship, work has been done to open the doors of unlimited opportunities for the youth of the Northeast in every field. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today assumed charge at the Delhi Secretariat. She was welcomed by Chief Secretary Dharmendra Kumar and other senior officials. Talking to media after taking charge, Mrs. Gupta said the Delhi government will continuously work towards the mission of Viksit Delhi.
आज हम सचिवालय में आके मुख्यमंत्री कार्यालय में मैंने चार्ज भी संभाल लिया है और शाम को तुरंत आज की डेट में कैबिनेट की मीटिंग भी रख ली गई है. जो मिशन विकसित दिल्ली का है उसको पूरा करने के लिए लगातार काम किया जाएगा. एक भी दिन उसमें से व्यर्थ नहीं होगा और एक एक कमिटमेंट जो हमारी दिल्ली से है उसे पूरा करेंगे.
The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory for online curated content publishers, OTT platforms and self-regulatory bodies of OTT platforms. The advisory was issued to ensure strict adherence to India's laws and the code of ethics prescribed in the Information Technology Rules 2021. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today launched the Electronic Personnel License, EPL, for pilots in New Delhi. The Electronic Personnel License will simplify the licensing and renewal process for pilots, offering greater convenience, and will be accessible via the EGCA mobile application. Chief Economic Advisor Dr. V. Anant Nageshwaran's term has been extended by 2 years till March 2027. The Ministry of Finance issued an office order in this regard today. Prime Minister of Bhutan Sherin Tobgay reached New Delhi this afternoon on a three-day visit to India. Mr. Tobgay will hold a meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi during his visit. He will also participate in this whole leadership conclave as the keynote speaker tomorrow. And in men's cricket, India were 39 for no loss in 6 overs against Bangladesh in their opening Group A clash of the ICC Champions Trophy in Dubai when reports last came in. Earlier, Bangladesh set a target of 229 runs. Opting to bat first, Bangladesh lost early wickets but managed to score 228 runs before getting all out in 49.4 overs. For Bangladesh, Tauhid Ridhoi scored a century. And that is the end of this news bulletin.